بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. All of us are well aware of the fact now that we require to polish our hearts regularly. And the polish of the heart is dhikrullah. The person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, with devotion, concentration, to the best of his ability. And when he is going to take the name of Allah, and when he is going to say La ilaha illallah, he will recite the kalima, the ismu dhat, then all the sins that have collected on his heart, all those sins are washed away. This is the power of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It creates light in the heart. Just like when a person is driving a car at night, he puts on his lights so that he may be able to see the road well. Perhaps there may be some pothole, some oil patch, some obstacle, maybe a stationary truck parked on the side, somebody crossing the road, and especially when there's no lights in the street, it's extremely dark, so it requires the light of his car to enable him to drive through safely and carefully, and to save him from any accidents. Like that, dhikrullah is the light of the heart. And it protects a person from the potholes, the oil patches of nafs and shaitan. And all the obstacles that shaitan puts in his path. When he makes the dhikr of Allah, he's got Allah in his heart now. When Allah becomes his, then the road towards akhirat becomes easy. And he, from a distance, because the dhikr of his, because the light of his heart is now shining, it is bright, he is able to see all the tricks of nafs and shaitan. And he can see where the straps are placed on his path, and the dhikr saves him from shaitan. It protects him from nafs and shaitan. It guides him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only does it guide him, it creates a love of Allah ta'ala in his heart. So he looks forward towards his drive towards the akhirat. And towards this journey towards the akhirat, becomes a pleasurable one. And therefore we require to nourish our souls all the time. If we don't make dhikr for a few days, immediately we feel our hearts become heavy. Our tongues are busy engaged in every other activity or talk, futile talk of the dunya. And therefore if we remind ourselves all the time, if you want that peace of mind, tranquility of the heart, itminan of the qalb, you'll find it in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our sitting here to learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we are on our own, in solitude especially, then we are not ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't become ghafil. We don't become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person commits sins, and those sins stack up layer upon layer upon layer on his heart, ulama have mentioned that this leads to the hardness of the heart, qaswatul qalb. And when this happens, when a person's heart becomes hard, then it makes him ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It creates ghaflat, negligence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he does not care about iman, deen, shariat, namaz, salat, zakat, hajj. He doesn't worry about sunnat. We cannot make out a difference between him and a disbeliever. May Allah protect us. May Allah always keep the hearts, our spiritual hearts, shining. Allah give us good health also physically and also spiritually. And Allah give us that relationship and that strong bond and attachment with Him. And therefore we are reminded in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Engage in abundant dhikrullah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayah to make His dhikr abundantly every single day of our life. Our tongues must remain moist with His dhikr. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم کمزور ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں يا الله يا الله we have committed too many sins my Allah يا الله days and months and weeks are passing away so quick my Allah يا الله give us برکت in our lives يا الله give us برکت in our اعمال my Allah give us برکت in our wealth, my Allah. Give us barakat in our health, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of evil, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the evil temptations of nafs, my Allah. From the ploys and tricks of shaitan, my Allah. Do not make us become deceived, my Allah. Don't make us slip and fall, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Give us taqwa, my Allah. Give us istiqamat on deen, my Allah. Allah, guide us, my Allah. Protect us. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have been diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Some have got different heart problems, my Allah. Some got liver problems, my Allah. Young children are sick, my Allah. So many have underwent operations. So many will still be going for operations, my Allah. So many at home and hospitals, my Allah. Grant each person shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. So many have passed away in the recent days, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr rawdatu min riyadil jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, so fortunate are those who have already left for Hajj, my Allah. And so many will be leaving for Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us also, ya Allah, the tawfiq of being for Hajj, my Allah. Especially those upon whom it is fard, my Allah. Create the means for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of us a tawfiq of being Haramin Sharifin, ya Allah, for Hajj and Umrah, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that, ya Allah, we have taqwa, my Allah, and we spend our time, ya Allah, as you wish and you have ordained, my Allah. Make the hujjaj go, ya Allah, and spend their time correctly, my Allah. Protect them from sin, my Allah. Grant them Hajj mabrur and maqbool. And when they return, my Allah, make them be in a better condition than they were before, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi, our rizq asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, ya Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from crime, my Allah. Protect us from killings, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us aman and aman in our country and throughout the four corners of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy quarter water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny. Ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our elders, our ulama, our students, my Allah. Protect every ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the azab of qabr, from azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the jahal, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are looking for marriage partners, my Allah, find them suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Bless them with a nikah and a life full of afiyat and taqwa, my Allah.
of your obedience, may Allah. Give grant them pious offspring, may Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulahat, qiyab, rar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, may Allah. Accept the work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'aleem. Ya Allah, the mehnat people are making in the Darul Uloom, may Allah, in madaris, in makatib, hifz classes, ya Allah, different organizations. Grant each one ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, may Allah, we have raised our hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, remove our difficulties, may Allah. Remove our miseries, our calamities, our hardship, whatever problem, ya Allah, whoever is suffering from any type of problem. Whether it's a marriage problem, domestic problem, social problem, or financial problem, some sickness, ya Allah, whatever problem he's got, a fear of some enemy, ya Allah, perhaps he's got a court case, ya Allah, whether he's got some financial difficulties, whatever it may be, my Allah, remove his and her difficulty, ya Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Ghamm, farraj al-Hamm, ujib da'wat al-Muttarrin, idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir, rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad, ilubarik wa sallim, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun, wa ja'alna lil-muttaqina imama, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim, wa tub 'alaina ya Mawlana inna أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.